Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page, Sons, S-O-N-S, of Liberty, media.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. But when you go over to our news outlet, which is edited by that of Sons of Liberty morning show host Tim Brown, that is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, click onto SOL Radio Live, subscribe to that page. That's our Rumble live feed. You can also comment on that page. So again, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, and you can find us on the top left side of that page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, so on and so forth. If you're on social media platforms, you can check this out right now. If not, I will narrate. We're broadcasting into 154 cities nationwide. And again, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks alone. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We are going to put some gas on this fire and kick it off even now. This Saturday, we're going to be with Stand for Liberty. It's my understanding, folks, we're really close to being sold out right now. They're free tickets, so when I'm saying sold out, that there's going to be very few seats available, so you must register. Celebrate Liberty, hosted by Stand for Liberty, Minnesota. Okay, we're in Minnesota this month, which is grand, and then at the end of the month, we're going to be in Minnesota, and then at the beginning of next month, we're going back down to South Dakota, or over to Western to the western states of Rapid City, South Dakota, namely. Saturday, November 13th, 5 to 9 p.m., 5 to 9 p.m. this Saturday at the Ramada Inn, 2301 East Main Street, Albert Lea, Minnesota. Ramada Inn, 2301 East Main Street, Albert Lea, Minnesota. It's my understanding, folks, that it's really close to being filled up, okay? So if you're seeking to come, now is the time to get your free tickets. Stu Peters is going to be there as a keynote speaker with myself, which will also be a keynote speaker. We have T.C. Pearson with the Black Robe Regiment and Eric Mortensen, Minnesota rep. We've had him on the radio a couple times. Keith Haskell from the NATF. He's an investigator. And Kevin Furman, Convention of States. I'm looking forward to meeting some of these guys. You know, now that I look at this little flyer here, friends, I don't know that I've ever taken the time to meet anybody in the physical realm yet. It's always been over the phone. So with that said, friends again. Saturday, November 13th, 5 to 9 p.m. If you're in Minnesota, don't miss it. Again, the Ramada Inn, 2301 East Main Street, Albert Lea, Minnesota. Now, listen, without further ado, I just want to get right into this. We're talking about Guess Who Didn't Show Up. It's going to come as no surprise to you. And I'll tee this up when we get closer to this. But I'm just going to continuously bring it line upon line, precept upon precept, in teeing it up to get to the position of bringing you to Guess Who Didn't Show Up. And again, it's not going to surprise anybody. It'll probably make people angry. But by them not showing up, to me, friends, is very telling, to say the least. We'll get to that in just a little bit here. I want to get over to the CDC director, Walensky, accidentally says people are dying from the vax. Wow. And a compilation of others slipping up as well, telling you the truth in their confusion. And I want to go ahead and play this for you. And here it is, friends. This is none other than yours truly, the head of the CDC, the corrupt organization, that has a whole lot to tell you, especially when she doesn't mean to do so, right?
Our death rates are too high. Here's what we know. We know that the people who are dying from this disease are 11-fold more likely to pass if they are.
We expect their conversation to be wide-ranging, to cover a range of topics of mutual interest, everything from COVID-19 and our efforts to address the global pandemic to mutual interest, everything from COVID-19 and our efforts to address the global pandemic, about why it's important to why these vaccines are safe, why they can still kill you even if you are under the age of 27. We need to be clear and direct about our messaging.
Build a wall high enough to keep it out. There's no wall high enough or ocean wide enough to keep us safe from the vaccine and other from the COVID-19 in other countries.
The global pandemic.
Worrying health officials who call mass vaccinations the only path to a return to normalcy. Almost 4 months into the vaccination effort, providers are beginning to run out of people who want to be immunized.
An Australian biotech company has developed a new treatment it hopes will prevent people dying from COVID vaccine.
I'm delighted that uptake of the vaccine is now 95% amongst over 60s, and that protection against dying from the vaccine is around 85%.
But dying from the vaccine?
95%. And that protection against dying from the vaccine is around 85%.
So they are our older people, 70 years of age and older. We know they are just so vulnerable to getting ill and dying from this vaccine. 70 years of age and older. We know they are just so vulnerable to getting ill and dying from this vaccine.
That's right.
The impact of the vaccine, the two or three things that may be really important if we're to ease out of lockdown safely and responsibly are, yes, of course, the vaccine and the therapeutics, which aren't much talked about, but the drugs to help take some of the fatalities out of those that contract the virus. But I've also started to play testing, being able to do it at scale, at pace, so that when you do have upticks of the virus, we can come down on it like in a ton of weeks and make sure, and it's only one part of the strategic jigsaw, if you like, but make sure we can come down on it like a ton of weeks. The former secretary, and remarkably placed broom if we're to ease out of lockdown safety and response.
Yeah, they're all paid to lie to you, friends, but they're telling you the truth in their confusion.
To help, take some of the fatalities out of those.
But then don't forget.
So what I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to come right back to this. There's about 30 seconds left, and we'll get to the rest of that. But again, friends, did you see how they were trying to catch themselves in the process? Because they're paid to lie to you, friends, but they're telling you the truth in their confusion. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have...
It seems like it's down a bit. You want to turn it up a little bit?
We have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, listen, we get literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments. If you want to call in, give your comments to the rest of us. Okay, you got 53 countries listening, 154 cities nationwide, 1-866-582-9933, pro or con. If you want to contend for the faith, we're good. Go over to that of Jude 3 in verse 4. Check it out. Listen, we're not here just to play patty cake with people. We're not a bunch of diplomats here trying to seduce people under a different guise. No. Let's be truthful about what we know. And if we can add to or take away, then folks, go ahead and give it a shake. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this video, which is an expose of those that are selling you the narrative that actually tell you the truth in their confusion. And again, keep in mind, friends, they're paid to lie to you. Here we go. Check this out.
These vaccines are unlikely to completely sterilize a population. They're very likely to have an effect which works in a percentage, say 60 or 70%, we'll have to look quite carefully, and the regulators will have to look quite carefully to make sure that it's done what we needed to do before it gets approved. So there will be a delay between the outcome of the trial and a decision whether it can be approved as a vaccine. And of course, anything that happens...
This is John Bell.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Can I just say that
the global pandemic?
Folks, do you see what's going on here? We've seen a couple of them do it now. These reporters, to prove the point that they're paid to lie to you, not tell the truth, said Dr. Udo Ulfgott, who exposed the CIA controls narrative and their useful idiots. Did you see the one guy covering up his mouth like, oh my gosh, listen to what you're saying, you better be careful? I mean, this is insane. But again, here, look at the guy on the left, here on social media platforms. He's trying to tell him, pay attention to what you're saying because you're not going along with the narrative. That's what they're doing, friends. But again, what's good about this is these people are actually telling you the truth in their confusion. See, the Lord's got a way of doing that. He'll use literally an ass, a donkey, if he has to. That is scriptural, okay? And in this case, it's exactly what's happening, though they mean to tell you a lie, okay?
Can I just say that?
The global pandemic?
But then don't forget, these vaccines are unlikely to completely sterilize the population. They're very likely to have an effect which works in a percentage, say 60 or 70%.
And finally, a little bit about the National Guard. The federal government continues to take aggressive action and proactive steps to address the COVID-19 threat as we attack the health and safety or protect the health and safety of the American people.
Yeah.
The federal government continues to take aggressive action and proactive steps to address the COVID-19 threat as we attack the health and safety or protect the health and safety of the American people.
Well, as I've said before, friends, it's interesting if you suspect somehow or another that the 300 million people in this country are going to sit back and allow that same government that's now attacking you to go ahead and kill the innocent in the womb and get away with it, not at end's length, to turn on its own people. Well, you know what I've been telling you for 17 years is now true. And it goes back to the Word of God in Galatians 6:7 that he who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And it's exactly what we're seeing here today. Now, I just want to say this really quick because I thought this was interesting. This just came up today. Do you guys all remember at the beginning of this pandemic? Don't look for it. It seems to come right in front of me or people bring it to me. But isn't it interesting? The first wave comes in, the second wave's a little bit higher, and that's where the people need to stop it. Right? The third one is going to be a tsunami. It's interesting that this was sent to me today, unsolicited, that we are now in the second wave. That we're now in the second wave. Now, why would they use that vernacular if it wasn't the Lord? Again, friends, as I've said before, I don't share that gifting very much in the sense of just blatantly telling you this. But that dream, like I said before, and I'll say it again, and when it takes place, because it's coming, I told you so. Because the Lord told us so. Prevention is better than cure. And what I'm talking about is the dream that I had at the very beginning of this pandemic. And when I got on the radio, like I said, I don't do that. But I got on the radio and I told you, I don't do this. Now listen, I operate in this gift all the time. But the fact of the matter is I felt pressed in spirit to share with you the dream of the tsunami. And again, what I want you to bank on, friends, and by the way, you test the gift of prophecy. By what comes to pass and what doesn't come to pass. You go ahead and you can bank on it. You go ahead and check out Deuteronomy 13. You go ahead and check out 17 and 18 as well in Deuteronomy. And you go ahead and test the spirit here, friends, because I'm telling you, when I get it, I got it. And now we have the world coming back and saying, we're in the second wave. We're in the second wave. Folks, we got to wake up. And the way that we change things is when Congress feels the heat, they'll come to the light. When our representatives feel the heat, they'll come to the light, and not until then. Okay, and at the end of this pandemic, if we're willing to stand up and understand the Lord is sending back watchers, the prophetic ministry to you, that's what that gift does, friends. It's a foretelling. It's a gift that watches the backs of the people. And if you look at the greatest prophet of all time, Jesus the Christ, he continuously warned the people. He continuously warned them over and over and over again. Here, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to go there right now because it's on my heart. Didn't plan it, but we're going with the Holy Ghost once again and going over to that of where the Lord warned that they knew not their peace in the book of Luke. And it's exactly it. He said, I send you prophets, and what do you do is you stone them. And then he says, if only you had only known unto this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from you. Why? Because you rejected that gift. He said, the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side, is what it says. King James Version, for the days will come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, encompass thee round about, and keep thee in on every side. Why? Because the people rejected the warning. and they shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children with thee, and they shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of the visitation. When we, those that understand the gifting, get these things from the Lord, it's for the people to take heed or to reject. Reject to your own demise. Take heed for your own security and for your own peace. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, what we need to do is deal with what's taking place. And I got more information up and coming in just a couple minutes. I'm going to take this phone call. Diana coming in from Montana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Diana. How are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thank you, Bradley. You are very inspiring, and years ago when I first heard you say, in their confusion, they blurt out the truth, it has been something that I make sure I ask for and pray for to the Lord. And guess what? It seems to be happening in your montage today.
Amen.
Kind of amusing, but
Amen.
In the same breath.
Amen.
I really felt that I could relocate to Montana and actually go back to work into the healthcare industry. And yesterday, I just went into the local hospital just to kind of put my feelers out, see what's going on. And while they don't require the vaccine, they're all wearing masks.
Yeah. In Montana. In Montana.
In Montana.
Oh,
in Montana.
My goodness.
It's nauseating, and you know what? It's bearing false witness to my neighbor,
yep.
Telling them that I'm making them safe and they're safe around me. And there was a few moments where I thought, do I really want to go back to work in an industry that would force me to wear a hijab? Or like
right.
They did in 1979 Iran, when they made all the women cover their heads. No. Do I want to work in an industry that has lost their credibility by even projecting that the mask could stop a virus so tiny?
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting,
Diana, that the useful idiots in the mainstream media, they know more than the manufacturers themselves?
Right.
I mean, the manufacturers have already told us the masks don't work. What is it that we don't understand? And yet, you know, for the information that the people have in this country, Diana, there's absolutely no excuse for the stupidity taking place, especially in Montana. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Especially. Next, you know, if the mainstream media comes out and says that if you open an umbrella and jump off a 10-story building, it should open just like a parachute. And the dummies that have been wearing masks, who are so oxygen depraved, will probably go right along with it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's very frustrating, isn't it? To say the least, it's very frustrating how ignorant people are. You know, it gets to the point where, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, it gets to the point where you can only warn people for so long before they get what they've got coming, Diana. And as much as I hate to say it, it is the truth of the matter. Thank you for the phone call. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is honoring American veterans today at Arlington National Cemetery, the president calling veterans the spine and soul of America. The president also placing a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Gas prices continue to rise in the United States, with Americans on average paying a dollar more per gallon than they did last year. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News Democrats are hoping for gas prices to continue to go up.
They want gasoline to be $4 or $5 a gallon to get people out of their pickup trucks, sure, their SUVs, into small electric compact vehicles or bicycles or scooters or subways. This is the design of Joe Biden and the Democrats' policy to shut down oil and gas production in this country.
The administration continuing to urge OPEC nations to produce more oil. USA Radio News. The president of China isn't going anywhere. The leaders of China's Communist Party are set to extend his rule again next year, formally giving him a third five-year term as a party general secretary. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner tells Fox Business people should be concerned about China's recent aggression.
Now that we see this military buildup and their more aggressiveness in the area, they just did a military exercise with Russia and China where they circled Japan, threatening our ally Japan. It really gives us all concern as to what direction China is really going and what does it mean for the future for the United States.
And if you're looking to snag some great deals, if you are a veteran, on this Veterans Day, Outback Steakhouse is giving military veterans and active personnel a free blooming onion and a Coca-Cola product. Olive Garden also providing veterans and active duty military a free entree from a select menu Thursday. The offer is dine-in only. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Oh, pneumococcal. Anybody got the pneumococcal? I mean, like I said before, friends, what do they sit around on a table and just make this stuff as they up as they go? It's just insanity. It really is. I wanted to show you this really quick. And by the way, Google is trying to expunge these pictures from the manufacturers of masks. And it says this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respiratory, and it will not provide any protection against what they call COVID-19 coronavirus or other viruses or contaminants. Okay? But yet people are pretending with them. That's the problem. People are pretending with them. They're adding strength to tyranny. They think that by complying, this is going to go away. No, you're adding more strength to them to do it to you again and again and again and again. And that is exactly what's happening. Matter of fact, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it true and isn't it true that Mr. Anthony Fauci, the little henchman himself, or Bill Gates and the rest of this conspiratorial crew, Isaiah 28 verse 18, John 8:44, Ephesians 4:14. Isn't it true that he said just put a mask on for 2 weeks to curb the virus? Yeah. What did it lead to within 4 months? Vaccinations. Then to what? Vaccine passports. Folks, do you understand history at all to those that are going along with this? It just, the ignorance in this country sickens me to no end. We just had a caller, Diana, our friend, from Montana, talking about how people are going along, pretending with what the government is saying, when the manufacturers of the masks are telling you that they don't work. My goodness, friends, can you fix stupid youth talk? Stupid is a real word, too. Check it out, Webster's 1828. It's dull and insensible. I'm telling you what, there's a lot of that going on in this country today, isn't there? Yeah, there really is. I want to get over to this. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, we are giving you the information that the mainstream media means to censor, and boy, oh boy, are they heavily censoring our stuff in a big way, to say the least, illegally. But what I want to do is I want to get over to Senator Langford, speaking about all of the Oklahomians. And he's going to talk about how they're going to take a stand and overturn Biden's vaccine mandate. And the fact of the matter is Biden doesn't have the lawful authority to do so, as I have pointed out 1,500 times. And the only way that they get away with it is when people take heed and listen to the tyrant rather than the law that exposes the tyrant, Romans 3:20, 1 John 3:4. So we got these guys coming in a little behind the eight ball, but I want you to hear what they have to say. But I also want you to understand the propaganda that's throwing in or being thrown in during this conversation by Senator Langford. And why do I say that? Because he's driving the narrative of these said vaccinations, which are in fact killing people. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes concerning guess who didn't show up. And yes, it's going to probably make many of you very angry about what's going on here. So you ready for this? This is Senator Langford out of Oklahoma. Listen to what he has to say.
Announced to the nation that he's losing patience with the country, and so he demanded that everyone steps up and gets the vaccine and laid a mandate down. Federal workers, federal contractors, members of the military, and on private businesses. And he defined that as businesses with 100 people or more. He literally reached into every company and said, I don't care how you run your company. His statement was, I'm the President of the United States. I'm now going to tell your company what to do. It has caused chaos across the country and across our economy, and it's because a tremendous amount of frustration in a lot of families and employers in my state in Oklahoma. Listen, the vast majority of the people in my state have been vaccinated. They've chosen to do that. I've been vaccinated.
Again, folks, this is propaganda. This is the mainstream media's talking points. And as I highlighted yesterday, no, the majority of the people, hands down, have not been vaccinated, as they say. Okay, that is a method to browbeat others into submission, into believing everybody else has done it. Why haven't you? Don't fall for it, because there's no truth in that last statement in which he made. Let's get back to this.
But the vast majority of the people that have been vaccinated also say that was a personal choice that I made. I want others to have the same ability to have the same choice that I made in their life as well. We've got 40-plus million people that have already had COVID and have recovered. They have natural immunity.
Baloney.
We have people that are in cancer treatments and other things that are saying, this is not right. I have a friend of mine that his son has had long-term COVID, and after months and months and months of a very difficult, long recovery, is now on the other side of it. And now his employer is saying, if you want to stay employed, you need to have this vaccine. And he has no idea how his body's going to react to this. He literally has to choose between his own doctor telling him, don't do this, or keeping his job, because President Biden has determined he's going to be the nation's dad, and he's going to tell everyone
he ain't
what
my dad.
That's not who we are as a country.
He's not my
That's
president.
That's not how we should operate. That's not the job of the president, is to go instruct everyone.
That's right.
I've also spoken to a lot of folks that work in union shops in my state, and those union members are telling me that they've gone to their stewards, their folks locally, and have said, I need somebody to represent me, because I don't want to be able to do this. I don't want to take this vaccine for whatever personal reason that they have. And they're finding out that the union bosses here in Washington, D.C. are saying, no, we're going to salute to President Biden. And they're literally not representing even the challenges of the individuals that are on.
People do need to understand that if the corporations were not going along with this, the said administration couldn't push these tyrannical measures in any sense of the word. That's what the definition of fascism is, by the way. This is why that the state governors across the United States, every single one of them, for the most part, save 10, okay, which we found out were hypocrites in the process of that, because they're running for the presidency, Florida. vice presidency, South Dakota. But the fact of the matter is, friends, the only way that they get away with this is the corporations are helping them along. How did that happen? The governors came in, stepped up to play to high-five their allies in this covenant of hell that will be disannulled once again. And they attacked small businesses. 155,000 businesses were shut down, 60% of which will never reopen again. The government never had, nor does it have, that authority to do so. Okay? And there was the mainstream media to browbeat the businesses that stood up against this tyranny. And they're still standing. And the churches that stood, by the way, they won the day in court. Is anybody paying attention? There's another victory for us. But do you see what they did? They shut down the little guy, driving them to the big guy. Isn't it interesting how all the corporations remained open throughout this pandemic, who were all pushing the narrative of the federal government, which had no authority, nor does it have any authority in implementing any of which they mean to do. This is what needs to happen. The people need to do what they are not going to do. We must defy. Why? Because resistance to tyranny is obedience to my father, because Joe Biden is not my daddy, as Mr. Lankford rightly stated. I have a father, and my father tells me that your father's a loser, and my father tells me in Luke 10:19 that I have all authority over your daddy. And I remember, as it comes back in my ear, even now with the anointing, 1 John 2:27, that it is finished. And if Jesus finished the war on the cross over 2,000 years ago, I'm not going to attempt to undo what he finished through his sacrifice. And by the way, today is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all of those that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms in which we have through your sacrifice. John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brothers. You've done that. Now let's take that to the spiritual. If we're to live unto him who died for us, why is anybody listening to the voice of this tyrant who has no business whatsoever being in the people's White House? You know, Mr. Lankford can talk all big and bad that he wants to, but he is giving you the narrative coming through the mainstream media and the propagandist. Hey, Mr. Lankford, if you really want to mean what you say, where are the articles of impeachment? The American people are sitting down waiting for them to set the next narrative, waiting for them to attack once again rather than standing up and doing what it is Mr. Lankford claims to be doing when he's stating through his conversation that he's having with the people that he's going to stand up and fight for the people finally. Really? Joe Biden's been attacking the American people every single day he's been in office. Where have you been, Mr. Lankford? Where are the articles of impeachment, Mr. Lankford? And it doesn't stop there. It stops when he's prosecuted for his crimes. He would have been hanging from a rope, folks, if this would have been the time of the revolution. No question about it. But we're sitting there patty-caking with a guy that means to undo everything that Christ has done for us, which will never happen. And in the natural, he means to undo everything that the veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against. And folks, our forefathers, had they been alive today, many of them are 6 feet under the ground in Arlington, if they could stand up and tell you what's going on, they would tell you the guy in the People's White House right now is what they fought against over in third world countries that you are now submitting to. And shame on you for doing so. Let's get back to this.
The floor. Those folks are incredibly frustrated because they thought their union represented them, but they're finding out actually their union represents the Democrat Party and whatever the Democrat president wants to be able to do, regardless if it violates their union contract. Literally, the president's reaching into every collective bargaining agreement across the country and is saying, I'm adding a new feature to your collective bargaining agreement, whether you want it there or not. This is not the United States of America that we all know and love.
That's right.
Where individuals have personal responsibility and personal freedoms. We live and die by our own decisions on what we do with our own lives and with our own future. And this president is saying, no, you don't. You're going to live by my decision.
And I'm telling you here, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com will not bend the knee to this criminal. You can mark my words. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, I'm going to get over to this, but I will take Joni from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Joni. Will you just do me one favor? Let's make it as quick as possible. I've got to cover my main topic, but you go for it.
I will make it quick.
Thank you, ma'am.
We're talking about, everybody talking about these religious and medical exemptions.
Yeah.
You don't need one.
That's
the
right.
The Ninth Amendment says you hold that right. And when you are using their language and saying, well, can I get an exemption,
yep,
religious or medical, you are playing their game.
That's right.
Play their game, make them play yours.
That's right. That's it. Thank you very much, Joni. And it's a really good point because I've been talking to people about this. They keep calling, where are those attorneys? And it's like, guys, the burden of proof is on them, not on you. The burden of proof is on them, not on you. Well, can I still get their information, please? And it's like, folks, you give them an inch, they're going to take you a mile. And that's why they're taking you a mile. Do you understand? Gosh, it's like when you get pulled over by a police officer and he tries to get you to do things that are unlawful, you don't have to produce what is not lawful. And listen, I've got friends that are cops and sheriffs and military police and all that good stuff and state troopers. But the point is, friends, they're not pushing unlawful edicts on the people. The federal government is, and the state should be stopping it. But what we're seeing is the state governments, or the governors, I should say, going along with it and opening the floodgates to the federal government, in which they don't have any authority implementing, as I've said before. That is the reason for the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Okay? Now listen, what I need to do is I have to get over to this, and I'm actually looking forward to getting over to this, and I want to tell you why, because this is information which is quite telling to me. And what it is we have doctors Health Impact News reported doctors and COVID-19 vaccine injured testify in Washington, D.C. to crimes against humanity. Right? And as I read that article, I thought, this is, they got some good stuff over there. They really do. I like their stuff. It's a good resource because they're countering the narrative every step of the way. And they're telling you the truth from the doctors that have been unlawfully censored. Okay? But what, you know, the first thing that came into my mind was this. If you want to get rid of the conspirators behind the pandemic, which that's exactly what this is, Jeremiah 11:9, then lawfully get rid of Bill Gates. Lay the axe to the root of the tree. Go to the source. Then lawfully get rid of Anthony Fauci. Then lawfully get rid of the CDC director, which you all well know is corrupt. And by the way, Bill Gates isn't qualified. He's not a doctor. He's just the one investing all of his money that he's getting a good return on. Right? That's what this is about to him. And he wants the genocide. He said it. I didn't. What do you think they're doing? Well, the fruit is that people are being killed off by these experimental jabs. Well, then let's take it back to what Bill Gates said when he said he wanted to lower the world population by 3.6 billion people. Well, is that what's happening? Yes, well, then that's the fruit hanging on his branches, friends. If you want this to stop, then deal with the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, who, by the way, they're being sued by Liberty Counsel right now, the Department of Defense. If you want all of this to stop, then get rid of the Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh, and the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, who married a man. You want to know why he's doing the wrong thing? Because he's at war with God. It's a war that he will not win. But as long as you allow him to continuously take control of the helm, guess where he's going to bring you? Exactly where you're allowing him to bring you. He's a walking abomination is what he is. If you want this to stop, then deal with the FDA, Janet Woodcock. You want this to stop, then deal with the HHS Secretary, Xavier Becerra. The NAID Director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, as I said. Get rid of the NIH Director, Dr. Francis Collins. The Johnson & Johnson CEO. Look at the history of these big pharma companies, by the way. I'm talking about the CEO, Alex Gorsky. If you wanted to go away, then deal with the Moderna CEO, Stephen Bancel. Or how about the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla? Hey, by the way, this CEO from Pfizer is now, just like Bill Gates, is now going out there and saying people such as myself that are warning you from these experimental vaccinations are responsible for the death of millions. Do you understand totalitarianism? This is what they do. Joseph Goebbels said, under that of Adolf Hitler, his propaganda minister, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Okay? They're the accuser of the brethren. Read Revelation 12 when you get a moment. Okay? Folks, you want this to stop? Impeach and prosecute Joe Biden. Do you know that every person that I just named was called up to listen to those that have suffered adverse side effects from these experimental jabs? Did you know that every single one of them were invited to listen to their testimonies? You ready for this? Not a one of them showed up. Not a one of them. What is this about? This is about making money. Remember, money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. I mean, these folks, like I've said, they've sold their soul, and they want to sell the soul of their nation along with it. And they want to take as many people as they possibly can. And I don't want to get confused, nor get people confused, but this is the clear judgments of God upon a disobedient people. I need to remind you of that. And the Lord is looking to the church to keep his commandments and dealing with the corrupt by bringing judgments upon the heads of the wicked. That is responding to God and establishing righteousness and peace. You know, and it's interesting, America didn't wake up until it had everything to do with them and their idols. Shame on you. Shame on you. This should have all been stopped when they began to assail our children That was the first sign that, listen, if they can go for your kids and get away with it, they can get away with anything. And that's exactly what they're trying to prove right now. They can get away with anything. Impact News also reported that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has consistently been the only member of the federal government who has dared to expose the crimes being committed by Big Pharma through the government COVID response. Well, good for him. Good for you, Ron. But we need the articles of impeachment. The American people need to understand that we need to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. And how do you put the defensive up against what's taking place, especially if you call yourself a Christian, when the gates of hell do not prevail against the church? You're supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Again, shame on you for not knowing the word or putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2020, Senator Johnson held meetings in Washington, D.C., exposing the criminal activities of Big Pharma and federal health agencies in suppressing early treatment options for the said COVID-19 that thousands of doctors were using with a near 100% success rate. Now in 2021, Senator Johnson has held meetings with testimony showing how dangerous the COVID-19 vaccines have been, giving a voice to those who have suffered injuries or loss concerning the loved ones who died after the shots. I've got me some video, and it took me a minute to get it, and I'm hoping I can find it now that I'm looking for it. And isn't that usually how it goes? But it's a longer version of an individual trying to tell people that he lost his son. And I'm going to try to pull it up here right now so you can see for yourself as to exactly what's taking place in this country. And you know what? The fact of the matter is I have 2 minutes left. And I want, again, what I'll do, friends, is I will pull this up at a different time, which will probably be tomorrow. And I will show you the film of Ernest Ramirez, which is about 2 minutes long. Oh, you know what? I know exactly where it's at. Just hang on a second. I'll get to it. Here it is right here. This is Ernest Ramirez at this test, testifying against the damn vaccination killed his kid.
Single parent. I raised my boy since he was a baby. He meant the world to me. I got the vaccine to protect my son. And after in March, April, they're announcing how it was safe for teenagers. Me and my son have never been apart. We're always together. He was my best friend. I was told it was being you against the world. He joined ROTC in high school. He was always full of smiles. Anybody that knew my son would see he was happy. I wasn't rich, but I gave him everything he wanted. We didn't lack for anything. We used to go fishing.
Keep it down, GCN, please. We'll let it run out.
We got the Pfizer vaccine because I thought...
You can go ahead and turn that down, GCN.
I thought it was the right thing to do.
I'll get to this again for you tomorrow, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.